Authorities in the mountain town of Capulalpan de Méndez are celebrating what they say is a landmark ruling for indigenous communities seeking to halt mining operations within ancestral territories. Salvador Aquino, a local communal landholder, says the ruling has two crucial points. One, it recognizes the indigenous agrarian community of Capulalpan as the owner of its ancestral lands. That point is significant because in the mid-1990s, the government carved out a piece of Capulalpan's territory, making its historic mining district an independent municipality.
Punto número dos.
Aquino says the second point builds upon the first, that in recognizing Capulalpan's jurisdiction over the mining district, the town's indigenous Zapotec residents have a right to a prior, free, and informed consultation process established under Convention 169. That international treaty, also known as the Indigenous and Tribal Populations Convention, spells out the rights of indigenous peoples with regards to economic development projects affecting their lands, territories, or resources. Mexico ratified the UN-backed treaty nearly 30 years ago.
Cancela todas las concesiones.
Aquino says the court ruling effectively cancels mining permits within Capulalpan's territory because, he says, the federal government did not consult the community prior to granting these concessions.
No nos consultó previamente al haber otorgado esas concesiones.
The October 2019 ruling is the latest in a five-year-long legal battle by town authorities to revoke area mining permits. While the ruling ostensibly cancels four concessions originally granted to Compañía Natividad y Anexos and Continuum Resources, townspeople say mining activities in the area continue. Néstor Baltasar Hernández Bautista is Capulalpan's Communal Holdings Commissioner.
We're speaking out because they're in violation of the ruling, and contempt is corruption.
Town authorities say they're particularly concerned about community access to increasingly scarce water resources. Hernández Bautista explains.
In the time the mine has been drilling its northbound tunnel, 13 of our small springs have disappeared. This is why we have to depend on the largest spring we have left, known as Laye. And that's where the excavation is heading. If we allow them to come in and dig an open pit in that area, it would practically wipe out our last spring.
Changes to Mexico's mining code in the first decade of the century set off a gold and silver rush. The reforms fused exploration and extraction permits into a single concession with a 50-year lifespan. Small financial services ventures, many of them based in Vancouver, Canada, snapped up permits across Mexico. Some of those companies no longer exist, but the concessions remain active and have been passed around as assets. The power to grant these concessions lies with Mexico's Secretariat of the Economy, which points to constitutional authority over the nation's subsoil resources. Indigenous communal landholders in Oaxaca have repeatedly complained of only learning of mining concessions within their territories after companies began exploration activities and surface access negotiations. The ruling on the mining concessions in Capulalpan is not the final word, and both mining interests and the Secretary of the Economy are mounting legal challenges. The ruling occurred as international treaties governing Canadian business operations in Mexico were in flux. The Trump administration scrapped the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and negotiations for a new treaty took place as Mexico transitioned between two ideologically distinct administrations.
Mexico really didn't flex its muscle or didn't feel like it could flex its muscle.
Sujatha Day is trade campaigner for the Council of Canadians.
Every time there was news of NAFTA not being signed, Mexico's peso would just drop. So, you know, in a way, Mexico was held hostage by international investor communities and didn't have the balance of power within the negotiations.
One of the big changes between the old and new NAFTA was the removal of the investor-state dispute settlement provision that allows private companies to sue the governments of member nations for changes to laws that could adversely affect their investments. The U.S. and Canada scrapped the mechanism for themselves, but U.S. energy companies successfully lobbied to keep a modified version of ISDS in place for Mexico.
The industries that really need this are not most of the industries of the world. They're specifically for, you know, natural resource projects.
Trade campaigner Sujatha Day says even the threat of investor-state dispute settlements can be used to coerce regulators to walk back environmental protection policies. And while Canadian companies can no longer sue Mexico under the new version of NAFTA, they can litigate under the terms of another trade agreement with Mexico, the revived Trans-Pacific Partnership. Mining companies encountering ground-level pushback in Mexican indigenous territories have painted local resistance as opponents to progress, professional protesters, or parties to pre-existing internal disputes within divided communities. But Capulalpan's opposition to mining projects is notably united and based on lived experience. The area's main gold mine dates back to colonial times and operated during most of the last century. Many of the town's elders can remember either working in the mine or watching family members die from lung disease contracted on the job. In the late 1980s, townspeople began developing their own economic alternatives.
La generación que está aquí,
pointing to gray-haired town authorities, Capulalpan communal landholder Salvador Aquino says they're part of a transitional generation that said no to mining and decided to protect the local environment for generations to come. Modern-day Capulalpan de Mendez has developed an economic model based on communal management of its natural resources, including a successful ecotourism project, a spring water bottling plant, and a sustainable forestry service. Aquino is adamant that Capulalpan's homegrown industries show the community-based model is an alternative for creating sustainable jobs. That model and its creators are on course to battle it out in the courts with an industry that has demonstrated a willingness and ability to pour massive resources into legal fights. But in upholding or overturning the recent ruling, it could be the government of Mexico that tips the balance of the scales. Shannon Young, KPFA News, Oaxaca, Mexico.